This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and today's question is, what do I do if my non-drinking bothers other people? The answer to this one is very simple. There's absolutely nothing that you can do or you should do. It's all their problem. The only things that you can deal with are the things that are in your direct control. And somebody else being bothered about your drinking, that's nothing to do with you. That's their problem. But why are people bothered in the first place? One of the reasons is because you're a witness to their debauchery. You're a witness to all the little things that go on at a drunken party. You know, you're a witness to the slurred speech, the falling down, the shouting and arguing. You're a witness to all the stupid things that are being said. You're sober, and they know that. They know it at the beginning when they start drinking. Once they're drunk, they couldn't give a damn. But at the beginning, they know it, and they don't like that fact. Another reason why people will have a big problem with you when you quit drinking is because you're going to start to become a threat to them directly. And one of the biggest things to overcome, come to terms with, is the fact that a lot of these people are going to be the closest people to you. They're going to be your friends and even family members. You can imagine your friends, your best friends, the ones that you've previously gone out with and got drunk with, the ones that you've drank drink for drink with, you've carried each other home, that kind of thing. And all of a sudden you're standing up and saying, I've got a problem with this. I can't do this anymore to myself and I'm quitting. You know, they must be thinking, well, what am I going to do? And if you've got a problem, does that mean I've got one as well? And who do you think you are? One of the hardest things to come to terms with is that these people that are the closest to you, are going to try and sabotage you, either consciously or unconsciously. A lot of them will try and sabotage your efforts because it's interfering with their picture of the world. You're part of how they see the world. You're part of their viewpoint. And this is all because of your the oldest part of your brain, the reptilian brain. It's the one that deals with all the basic instincts, your instinct of survival, your sexual instinct, your instinct to eat and breathe, and all those basic things. The one thing that this reptilian brain doesn't like is change. That's why it's so hard to break a habit, because your reptilian brain is built around those simple habits in order to keep you alive. And everyone else's reptilian brain is exactly the same. That's why they're the people that are closest to you. They're trying to sabotage you in order to keep this habitual story going. In order to overcome this, you've got to really look at the people who are bothered by what you're doing. I mean, if they're people of no consequence, they're just acquaintances, they're not really good friends, then, you know, move on, forget about it. If these are your buddies, then you've really got to start thinking about your relationship with them. I mean, if they're your drinking buddies that you used to drink with before, you know, they were the ones that you went out on a Friday or Saturday evening with, and that's the only time you were with them, then, you know, how can you keep that relationship up? You can't. You can't go to the same bar and not drink. You know, they're not going to stand for that. And, you know, you're going to get bored with it. It's not going to work out. It's time to move on. You know, your head is already moving on. It's time for your body to follow on. If it's a good friend or a family member, then you're going to have to spend some time and effort explaining things to them. You can't just brush these people off. You're going to have to start telling them that you're no longer drinking, that you don't want them to offer you a drink anymore, that you won't be going back onto the drink, and the whole topic is not up for discussion. You've made your final decision, and that's it. End of conversation. The biggest thing is, don't let anybody make you doubt your own decision. This is your decision. You know the reasons why you quit, and you know the reasons why you're going to stay off the alcohol. Don't let anyone bully you into changing those decisions. So thanks for watching the video. If you're watching it on YouTube, subscribe below. like the video or leave a comment, please come to the website, click on the link below and it will take you straight there. Leave a comment, whatever you think of the video or the article, ask any questions that you want. And if there's anything I can do to help you to overcome your own addictions, then please don't hesitate to let me know. I'll do my best. This is Kevin O'Hara for alcoholmastery.com.